From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is a podcast from the archives of The Fischko Files, on radio since 1999. I'm Sarah Fischko. Each week, I put together a personal essay on music, art, culture, or media. You can hear all of The Fischko Files, plus some of my one-hour documentaries and special programs, on demand at WNYC.org. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC podcasts are supported by Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey, providing comprehensive centers in cardiovascular services, interventional radiology, and cancer care. More information at www.holyname.org.
It is not uncommon to hear orchestra players describe what they do as a high. The experience of playing one's part in an orchestra, blending with the other instruments, creating a unified performance of a work, along with one's wildly diverse fellow players, can be intoxicating. But then you have to wonder, how do the players get through the early stages, when they're in their practice rooms, playing just their own parts? The piece is the Shostakovich 10th Symphony, second movement. The New York Philharmonic is playing it under conductor Antonio Pappano. Violinist Anna Rabinova is running through her part.
And finally the team starts, huh? The role of the first violins in an orchestra is really melodic. Sometimes we don't play the melody, we play the accompaniment, but it's a rare thing to happen.
That's Joe Pereira, assistant principal timpanist in the New York Philharmonic. He runs through his part in that same opening portion of the second movement.
Ba 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 ba. I have to play it as if it was a sentence or as if I was saying something and be aware of what's happening in the orchestra. Breathe with them.
Shostakovich wrote expansively for percussion. Pereira has a solo in this movement.
Typical Shostakovich. The orchestra plays ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then I come in after the downbeat, and then I play da-ga-da-ga-da-da-ga-da-da-da. So it's pretty fast. It's
Then there's the principal horn player, Phil Myers. There's not a lot of horn here at the beginning, though later on they do this.
That's my life. We're sprinters. We sprint for eight bars, and then we rest for, you know, eight, and then we sprint for eight, and then we rest for eight. The strings, no. I mean, come on. They're marathoners in a piece like this. They're playing at all times, so many different ways.
John Deek, associate principal bass, plays in the beginning of the second movement, too.
So there's a lot of darkness in this symphony that the basses and cellos express, even at the very, very opening of the whole symphony, is the darkest, lowest imaginable kind of sound. And the symphony grows from that point in its ferocity and anger, basically. So that's pretty much what we're doing there, providing the harmonic basis and hopefully the part of the impulse that drives all this demonic energy forward.
This symphony flips from the dark and sonorous to the dance-like, which is expressed by the piccolo. Like the horn and the timpani, the piccolo has ins and outs galore.
I have about 23 bars rest, and then I play this, all these notes. This movement is over within about 3 minutes. It's a very quick movement. Shostakovich is kind of famous for writing these very high piccolo solos, very lyrical high piccolo solos, which is the thing that's the hardest to do on the piccolo. But you get used to it, and that's what I do. I'm just listening to myself and making sure that I sound the way I want to sound. And I hear the orchestra when I practice.
It's the orchestral paradox, making sure it sounds the way you want it to sound and listening to everyone else around you at the same time to blend in.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? To be able to express individual profound emotions and yet have to mold yourself into a disciplined framework.
I would say more than anything, you think about the other instruments. I think you think about the other instruments more than you think about your own. Because otherwise, I mean, what kind of group conversation are we having here?
So here they are, together, flying high. It is for this they sit alone and ponder and play as if the whole piece depends on each one of them. Which, of course, it does. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko. Thanks for listening to today's podcast from the archives of The Fishko Files from WNYC New York Public Radio. Check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member today at WNYC.org. See you next week for another installment of The Fishko Files from WNYC, New York Public Radio.